What is going on, and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. Another episode of the Real and Raw Show. Today we are going to dive into a two-letter word that could be holding you back from success, a two-letter word that you may need to learn how to say more often, say effectively, a two-letter word that you may not say enough that's allowing you to do something else. What is this two-letter word? It is no. N-O. We just had a whole entire call about this on our real estate mastery coaching call. And I want to bring it up to you guys. Now, obviously, I can't give you all the goodies because that just wouldn't be fair to all of our clients, because we went through a 4-page exercise where we develop the understanding of the power of no. Understanding where they are saying yes when they should be saying no. And the reason why they should be saying no is because maybe it doesn't align with them, right? Maybe it's just not that right season for them. The values aren't the same. Maybe they need to understand where their strength is, and they need to say no to that, and they don't need to be a people pleaser, right? We went through it all. Then we talked about, hey, how do you actually overcome this? But first, what is your perspective of someone that says yes versus someone that says no? How do you feel when you say yes versus when you say no? Now, what are you going to do, and what are the areas of your life that you need to start saying no more often in? And there's a few different elements to this. See, when we go through life, some of us are saying yes to everything because, you know, we want to be looked at as, you know, we're needed, as we're valuable, right? We're indispensable to the company, whatever it might be. Some of us are saying yes first when we say no because we don't want to let other people down. We're saying yes because we don't want to miss out on certain things, possibly. We're saying yes because if we say no now, would they ever ask us again? Right? There's a lot of things that are stopping us from saying no. Well, John, why the hell do I need to say no? What's the point of this? Well, the point is, when you say yes to something, right? When you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. What I mean is, when you say yes to going ahead and doing X, Y, and Z, it probably brings you with less time, right? It probably brings you a little bit of stress, a little bit of overwhelm. And 9 times out of 10, the things that we are saying yes to that we should be saying no to stops us from having a higher quality life, right? Stops us from spending more time with our family or on our business or on ourselves. And then we wonder why we're so stressed, wonder why we're so overwhelmed, wonder why we're so crammed in our time. It's because you've been saying yes to the wrong things, right? You've been saying yes to the wrong things, and then you have to say no to things that matter most. You've been saying yes to the wrong things. Listen, you have to identify first, like, you are somebody that can find a place to say no, okay? If you're listening to this right now, you're watching this on YouTube right now, whatever it might be, don't sit here and be like, nah, man, I'm good. I know my boundaries. That is bullshit, and I will show you why here by the end of this. Because sometimes it's not the big thing, right? Sometimes it's a small thing. But the more you say yes to things, the more you say no to things. And a lot of times those things that you say no to are the things that matter most. But because we are fixated on these needs as a human, right? Wanting to be needed, wanting to be wanted, significance, wanted to show my worth, show that I'm valuable, people pleaser. We're so bought into, like, we need to be this person, even if it doesn't serve me. It affects the person we're trying to become. So we got to learn how to say no sometimes so we can say yes to the right things. So I want you to first identify, right? Write down, like right now, write down where are you saying yes when you want to say no. Right now, write it down. Where are you saying yes that you should be saying no to? And as you write this list down, you're going to miss a few. You're going to miss a few. And I'll bring it to light here in a few minutes on what few you might be missing. Because a lot of times we're thinking, okay, I say yes to going out with friends, right? I should be saying no to that because I want to save my money or I want to, you know, be healthy and not drink this month. Right? Or I'm saying yes to that project at our company, even though you should be saying no so that you could focus on your own productivity and your own business. Right? Oh, I'm saying yes to that family member, even though I should be saying no because I got to take care of my own family as well and I don't have time for that. Or you're saying yes to that toxic conversation, but you should be saying no to protect your peace. Those are the big ones that we think of. Any of those ring a bell? Any of those hit home? Any of those feel like, man, that's me? I got more for you. Right? I got more for you. I might write it down. Okay, just so you guys could hear exactly the process I need you to go through when you're writing these things down that you should be saying no to and what you should be saying yes to. So saying no to Netflix, right? And maybe back up. When I say Netflix, I don't mean Netflix for like, you know, an episode or two. I'm not that guy. I'm telling you, don't binge watch 2-3 days a week. Right? Don't sit there for 6 hours and watch an entire, you know, thing. Look, my wife and I, New Year's Day, that's what we do. We plan out and we watch an entire season of something. So we do that, but we're not going to do that every single week, right? We're not going to do that every single month, right? We're watching a new show right now. I forget the name of it. It's on Netflix. It's a new show. And we'll watch an episode or two, but then that's it. We're done, right? Limitations, right? Moderation. So I'm not saying no to Netflix, right? So here you go. Saying no to Netflix binging is saying yes to the book you said you wanted to read. Saying no to the sweets is saying yes to the fitness and health goal. Saying no to snooze is saying yes to winning your morning. Saying no to alcohol is saying yes to your commitment to stop drinking or moderate it. Saying no to temptation is saying yes to strength and pride. Saying no to the limited beliefs is saying yes to the new story you want to create. Saying no to distraction, saying yes to focus. Saying no to your phone as soon as you wake up is saying yes to stillness and mindfulness. Saying no to your phone around your kids is saying yes to being present for them. Saying no to mindless scrolling on social media is saying yes to your focus and commitments. And last but not least, saying no to your fear is saying yes to courage. Which one of those hit home? Which one of them really, really hits home for you? Pulls on a heartstring. I'm going to go over a few of these. Okay, one more time. Okay, I'm going to say a few because I just want to make sure you guys are taking the notes that you need. One thing I made a change of this year, obviously it's still early, is that I will no longer listen to books or podcasts unless I'm taking notes. I will not listen to a book or podcast unless I'm in a place to take notes because I don't want to do it just to check the box off. So if you're listening to this right now, or you listen to my podcast often, right? If you listen to my YouTube channel often, if you follow me on social media, right? Thank you so much. I appreciate it, right? If you're in our coaching, I appreciate it. But if you are listening to our podcast, if you're listening to our YouTube, if you're in our coaching, if you're reading a book of any sorts or any other podcast, and you are not intentionally taking notes and you're doing it just to check the box off, it is time to either stop listening to it, stop watching it, or it is time for you to truly be dedicated and committed to not just listening to it to check the box off, but to go ahead and actually take the notes that will then create the understanding that then create the strategy to hit the goals, right? So if you are somebody, let me repeat this for you guys. If you are somebody who's sitting here right now and you watch my podcast, you listen to our YouTube channel, you're in our coaching, you listen to other podcasts, you read other books, and you're not intentionally taking notes, just stop. Don't do it to check the box off. Do it because you're intentionally listening to grab breakthroughs, takeaways, to then put them down on a piece of paper to create a strategy off of, then take the action to get the result. Because that's why you're there. And that's what I'm doing this year, right? So for the other parts of the saying no to say yes, right? Start saying no to Netflix binging so you can say yes to the book you promised yourself you're going to read. Start saying no to the sweets and the extra carbs so you can start saying yes to your fitness and health goals. Start saying no to the snooze button so you could start saying yes to winning the morning. Start to say no to that toxic conversation so you can say yes for that peaceful life. Start saying no to the temptation and start saying yes to your strength and your pride. Start saying no to your phone when you're around your kids. Start saying yes to being present for them. Start saying no to distraction. Start saying yes to your focus. And lastly, start saying no to your fear and start saying yes to your courage. These are the guidelines. These are the principles that if you lived by in 2024, I guarantee to you, your life will look better. I'm joining this train. The things I wrote down are things that I want to get better at, are things that I want to increase in my life, the things I want to start to say no to. So what I want you to do is I want you to share this episode out and I want you to tell me which thing you're going to start working on. What are you going to start saying no to so you can start saying yes to something else? So tag me on Instagram at @RealJohnMarone and tell me, what are you going to start saying no to? Whether it's one of these, by the way, or something else, and what are you going to start saying yes to? Our real estate master clients had a bunch of amazing ones that they put into our Facebook group, which you're not a part of our Facebook group, reach out to me. We can send you a link. It's a private Facebook group where we go over, whether what we talked about on our coaching call or we drop some value in there. Just reach out to me and I can go ahead and send you over a link to join it. Just DM me the word group and we'll send you over the link for it. But you are two letters away from success sometimes. We talked about on the last podcast about the biggest objection you face is the one within yourself, right? Not the external ones. And that could be the reason why you weren't successful as you wanted to be last year. The other side of that is sometimes if you look back and actually play the tape back, it's only the reason why you weren't successful last year is because you were saying yes to the wrong things. And you had to say no to the things that mattered more. Maybe that was because you weren't clear on why those things mattered. And so that's a big piece of this, right? Understanding why those things matter and going back and unpacking those things. So then when you stand on that platform of saying no, you have a better understanding. You have more confidence, whether you have to express that to somebody because maybe it's a person you got to say no to or a trait of theirs. You can say it more confidently. And they got to respect your boundaries. If they don't respect your boundaries, then they just told us what they think of us. Therefore, we can separate ourselves a bit until they're ready to treat us with the respect that we deserve. Right? So saying no is not that easy just yet for a lot of us because it's a pattern. It's a habit to say yes. It's a habit to say, yes, I'll go ahead and go out and party with you even though I said, no, I don't want to drink this week. It's easier. It's what we're used to. Our brain is built off of patterns. It's what it does. It's easy to say yes to grabbing a cookie because our brain is patterned to open up the drawer, open up the cabinet, find the cookie and eat it. Sometimes you don't realize that you're eating it, right? Just like your brain's on autopilot and brings you there. It is a habit. It is habitual. Our brain wires, right? The more it fires, the more it wires. So the reason why we're saying yes to the wrong things, and we've probably been doing it for quite a amount of time, is not because you're weak, right? It's because your brain has seen you do it so often, it thinks that's what the normal is. So when you start to say, no, I don't want to do that, your brain's like, hold on a minute. I don't know what this resistance is. I don't know what this resistance about, but I want that cookie, but I want to go ahead and Netflix and binge watch it. I want to go ahead and get distracted when I should be focused. Your brain doesn't know the difference. Your brain just knows what its pattern is. So you got to start to create a new pattern. You got to know why that pattern is important. So that when you stand on that platform of changing the way that you act, the way that you think, the way that you operate, there is a force of a meaning behind it, which makes it easier, which makes the brain, the subconscious brain, understand what that reasoning is. Therefore, it's a little bit easier to transition into it. Then it just becomes consistency. Then once that consistency kicks in, now your brain, right, is now wired to choose the right path, creating a new pattern. So then when it goes to the cookie instead of the protein shake, right, or it goes to the book instead of Netflix, it's a lot easier, right, to go to one to the other, right? So you want to make sure that when you are setting these, hey, I want to say no to this so I can say yes to this, find out what it is first, why you want to, and then start to change your neural pathways. As I said, you're completely patterned to say yes to the wrong things. And it's not at all a flaw in you or in your operating system, aka your mind. It is how you are built. And so in order to change that wiring, we have to start with understanding awareness. What is it? Where do we need to make the change? Instead of this, I'm going to do this, right? Then we got to understand, well, why am I going to do that? Because I know there's going to be resistance with my brain. So once you understand what it is and why you want it, you start to consistently do that. Your brain will start to see you making the better choice. It doesn't know what's better and what's not better. It just knows the choice and the pattern and the consistency. But once you do that, your brain's like, oh, this is normal now, right? Choosing the book and not Netflix, that's normal, right? Go ahead and choosing making my dials instead of getting distracted, that's normal. And that's the way you want to operate. And it won't be as hard the more that you do it. But at first, there will be resistance. That's why it's super important to figure out what it is, why it is, and buy into the process of completely rewiring your neural pathways and everything that you have created as a pattern thus far. To now, by the end of 2024, your new pattern is healthy habits, healthy choices. It's healthy patterns that you have now created, right, over time. It doesn't happen overnight. So what are you going to start saying no to? And what are you going to start saying yes to? Let's make a plan. I don't want you to go through all 2024 and being upset at the end of it if you didn't achieve what you wanted, and literally all it was that needed to change was the identification of what you need to start saying no to so that you can go ahead and start saying yes to something else. It could be as simple as that. It could be as simple as you saying no to this to say yes to this that could go ahead and be that millimeter shift that takes you from not hitting your goals to hitting your goals. But first, identify what that is, why you want it, and then buy into the process to change the pattern of the machine, aka your brain, so that by the end of the year, you say, hey, I did those things, saying no to this to say yes to this, and the byproduct will be achieving those goals. All right, I'm excited to hear exactly what you are going to start saying no to and what that gives you the opportunity to say yes to. So make sure you tag me on my social media at Real John Marone. Tag me in it and let me know what that is. And obviously, if you know someone that you're friends with or in your network that thinks that you think they actually get value from this conversation we're having today, send it out to them. Send it out. If you're watching this on YouTube, send them that link. You're listening to us on Spotify or Google Play or iTunes, whatever it might be. Send it out to them. Give them the value back, right? And this is an opportunity for you to say no to holding it all in and saying yes to giving it back to somebody else, right? And I hope you consistently do that. Another suggestion I would say is get a notebook just for this podcast. Get a notebook just for this podcast. It makes it easier to go back and find your notes. Makes it easier for you to go back and go through, hey, man, John went over this one thing that really hit home with me. Where is it? Now you can go through one notebook versus 50 of them, right? It'll just help you stay more organized. So find one notebook or at least, If it's not one notebook, if you got like the old school 5-star, we had dividers in it, you can do that as well. But have something that's just dedicated for this. And you listen to another podcast, right? Have one just for that or a book, right? It should all go tandem because you don't want to do what I have to go through sometimes and looking through my old notes of reading this book, page 1 and page 2. Oh, then I was reading this book, listen to this podcast. That's on page 3 and page 4. But then I read this book again and I was on chapter 3. So then I wrote that in page 5 and 6. It gets crazy, right? I don't even know what content came from what person. Therefore, confused minds don't take action. You confuse, you lose. I don't want you going through that this year. I want it to be as streamlined as possible, as easy and accessible as possible. So get your own notebook for the Real and Raw show. And hopefully you guys could go ahead and let me know how it's working out for you, of course. And last but not least, if you're looking to go ahead and join coaching, reach out to me. We obviously have an amazing program that I talked about last week that is unheard of in the real estate industry. There's 2 options for you. If you're interested in what that is all about, go to GoRealEstateMastery.com, GoRealEstateMastery.com. You'll see our 2 platforms. You can pay a very small monthly or yearly investment, or you can go ahead and join us and you don't have to pay until you actually close the deal, right? So either of those 2 options gives you best of both worlds, whether you just want to go ahead and get it all over with, or you want to go ahead and let us show you the results that we could bring you. GoRealEstateMastery.com, www.GoRealEstateMastery.com. All right, guys, thank you so much. Have an amazing week. Go crush it. If you need me, you know where to find me. Otherwise, don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. Go pick that damn door down. Let's go!